Hello everyone, Chuck Gines, documenting the human experience, and I have some questions about this Ocean Gate little bitty sub that imploded almost a week ago last Sunday. Now, I wasn't paying any attention to this story, really, until like Tuesday, and I guess this went into the water 7 a.m. that Sunday morning. It was showing up in my feed, so I thought, well, I'll check this out, and that's where I learned it's a private vessel and that these very wealthy people had paid to go down and view the wreckage of the Titanic. And two things that were of note to me. Number one, that the communications had been lost with the little mini sub. The other thing was that the tracking had been lost, both of those things. So I thought to myself, oh, okay. Oh, and of course, there was a lot of controversy concerning the materials that were used. It was a carbon fiber construction rather than titanium and steel and materials that they normally use. So the materials were under question, and I just immediately thought to myself, oh, well, that thing obviously imploded and is located on the bottom of the ocean there next to the Titanic. That's what my thoughts were on Tuesday morning when I had done a little investigation as to what was happening. But what was going on was this almost like countdown to death media circus show where they couldn't find these people and they had 96 or 98 hours worth of error. And so they started this big countdown and there was all of this hope that, you know, these people were going to be found and all the news media was kind of on the same page and everybody's bright and optimistic and the search area is twice the size of Maine and they're calling in all these ships. And I'm thinking to myself, what is going on? First of all, the thing having to do with the countdown to death with the oxygen seemed a little weird to me because, and as people later verified, long before you would run out of oxygen, you would freeze to death down there, hyperthermia. If that would take you out, I would imagine within the first 24 hours or so, if you were just trapped below the water there. But none of that seemed to be the most plausible situation to me. It seemed like, well, it imploded. So anyway, Thursday morning comes around, and that was the deadline of the countdown to death. And of course, some of the media outlets are still talking about how there's still hope, and there was a news press conference scheduled for later that day. A lot of people are saying it's looking pretty bleak, of course. And I had been saying for several days, those poor souls have been dead since Sunday. I don't understand what all this is about. So while all that is going on, all of a sudden, the report comes in that they found some wreckage on the ocean floor right in front of the bow of about 1,800 feet or so from the Titanic, which would make sense to me. That was what happened. Then later in the day, we come to find out that, indeed, the U.S. Navy, which has a array of acoustic sound beacons down on the ocean floor, leftover, but technology from the Cold War, these were meant to detect Russian subs coming in, but they still use those. So the Navy had heard the acoustic abnormality consistent with an implosion, according to the Navy. And the Navy had contacted the Coast Guard. So the authorities know pretty much that this thing had imploded on Sunday, and yet it just seems really weird to me. I'm not into conspiracy theories or things like that, but it just seems really, really odd to me that authorities knew. I mean, and I just kind of figured when I had added things up, it seemed most plausible that this thing was long gone on Sunday, and yet all of this frenzy and optimism, and probably the other thing I think was worthy of note once again was how vicious so many people have been on social media. There's been several commentators and actually news programs that have mentioned this as well, almost this really visceral animosity towards wealthy people, I guess. I don't understand it. So my respects to them. I mean, it takes a lot of courage to do things like that, and I don't blame them for wanting to do it. It's part of the human spirit and the human condition to want to explore and to push the boundaries and all those kinds of things. So I'm not onto that. It just seemed very strange to me that the most probable and most obvious actually came to pass. And certainly the news media knew before Thursday, right? You know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday afternoon, we discover that the Navy had informed the Coast Guard of a explosion under the water in that area on Sunday. So I don't know. It just seems odd. But my condolences to the families of those lost souls, and just something to think about. Like I said, I'm not much into conspiracy theories, but it just seemed really odd to me.